If there's an upside to California's recent electricity shortage, it's that there's been a renewed interest in ways to avoid wasting power. One way is getting new attention by the state's dairy farms. As home of the nation's biggest dairy industry, California produces a lot of cow manure. It's been known for a long time that manure can be converted into electricity. Most California farms didn't find the process cost-effective until energy prices surged last winter. NPR's Andy Bowers reports cow power is suddenly a popular idea.
On the rural campus of Cal Poly University in San Luis Obispo, California, a herd of about 200 dairy cows has long been part of the curriculum. But these days, it's something the cows produce other than milk that's leading to some exciting research. When the manure from the cows is washed out of their stalls, the slurry travels down a small hill and into a pond. Covering the pond is a large tarp. The opaque water doesn't look, or frankly smell, very enticing to the lay observer. But to bioresource professor Doug Williams, the pond is a thing of beauty.
Okay, we're looking at an anaerobic waste lagoon. And the way it works is the naturally occurring microorganisms called methane bacteria break down the organic material that's contained in the manure into a mixture of methane and carbon dioxide.
And so we're looking at a tarp here, and there are bubbles in the tarp. That's methane under there?
That's right. We pipe it underground over to our electric generating station here, and so eventually we produce electricity out of this gas.
In fact, a bright yellow gas generator sits right next to the lagoon. Some droll student has written the words poop power on it. But that's okay with Williams. As he opens the gas line from the lagoon to the generator and flips the ignition, the sound of electricity being made drowns out all the jokes. Williams has been working with anaerobic digesters, as these systems are known, for 25 years. But suddenly, he says, California's power crisis has brought a surge of interest from the dairy industry, which has been concerned that rolling blackouts could hurt milk production.
Dairy farmers use a lot of electricity, and so that's why they are interested, because they can put this process on their farm and generate enough power basically to offset their own electrical use, and then probably another 10 or 20% to put back into the power lines.
So they could actually make money selling energy. It's safe to say the idea of cow power has captivated California's biggest dairy producers.
One of my board members said, Bob, maybe we're milking the wrong end of the cow.
That's Bob Feenstra, executive director of the Milk Producers Council of California. He's based in the Chino Valley, an area some 35 miles east of Los Angeles that he says has the largest concentration of dairy cows in the world. The council and the local sewer agency plan to open a demonstration site later this year that will make nearly 2 megawatts of electricity. That's enough power for almost 2,000 homes. If the pilot project works, says Feenstra, cow waste from a lot more farms could be concentrated at a bigger site.
This site will receive about a third of the slurry in this valley and produce in excess of 50 megawatts of power to put onto the grid in San Bernardino County.
The waste would actually travel through a new sewer system connected to the farms, which he says would later be turned into residential sewers if this rural area becomes covered with housing developments. Until then, says Feenstra, another positive byproduct of this process is that the leftover manure makes great fertilizer.
The organic manure that's going to come out of these digesters are just going to be as good as it gets, and it will be sold, and it will be labeled, and it will be approved organic.
So anaerobic digestion produces electricity, fertilizer, and cleaner wastewater as well. What could be wrong with this picture? Well, if you lived near where the manure from thousands of cows was going to be processed, you might be a little apprehensive. That's the case in the community of Chino Hills. City spokesperson Denise Cattern says Chino Hills is considering a lawsuit over the smaller pilot project, which will be right over the border in neighboring Chino.
Conceptually and morally, we believe that it's right to continue to seek clean and renewable power sources. But we are opposed to trucking in manure, which will be stockpiled about a quarter mile from 780 homes in our community. We're concerned about the odors, as well as the impact from a number of trucks transporting the manure to the site.
The project leaders are hoping to convince Chino Hills that anaerobic digestion can actually eliminate many of the manure odors. By the way, anaerobic digestion also works with human waste. In fact, many sewage treatment plants have been producing their own electricity this way for years. But the high capital startup costs kept many dairy farmers from doing the same until the power crisis suddenly made it more attractive. And in case you're wondering, cows are also known for emitting methane in another way. Doug Williams of Cal Poly University says he's been discussing a new kind of building for cows that could trap this form of methane in the ceiling.
It's just an idea that hasn't really been tried yet, but, you know, on paper it looks like it just might work. So maybe we eventually can get both the methane from the manure and also the methane from the flatulence.
And since methane is a greenhouse gas, he says, it could even help reduce global warming. Andy Bowers, NPR News, San Luis Obispo, California.